91X News.
It's minus 1 degree and mostly cloudy. I'm Renee Rogers with 91X News. One of the Trudeau Park Four has been arrested in connection with an armed home invasion in Kingston. Police arrested 21-year-old Kadeem Francis on Tuesday after a Colborne Street home was raided January 25th. Francis and two others are charged with robbery, break and enter, forcible confinement, and use of a firearm in the commission of a criminal offense. Also charged are 20-year-old Michael Kurt Ranger and 21-year-old Jesse John McNeely. Francis and Ranger are facing an additional charge of using a disguise when committing a criminal offense. Francis was one of four men charged with second-degree murder in the May 2010 beating death of a 27-year-old Mississauga man at Trudeau Park in Tweed. Francis's charge was later dropped to manslaughter, and he was sentenced to 1 day in prison plus time already served. Police are still looking for a fourth suspect they believe was involved in the robbery. Anyone with information is asked to call Kingston Police or Crime Stoppers. A Northumberland OPP officer had his hand bitten by a large dog at a Percy Township address yesterday. The officer, who was on the scene responding to a call for service, suffered minor injuries requiring medical attention. The injuries were treated at Campbellford Memorial Hospital, and he was later released. Ontario Premier Dalton McGuinty is disputing a Conference Board of Canada prediction that Ontario won't be able to balance its budget for a decade. McGuinty says he agreed his government has to get a handle on spending, but he says actions it's taking will allow the books to be balanced by 2017.
That's why, starting with our last budget, we began to make some decisions that put us on track to balancing in our 2017-2018, including inviting Mr. Drummond and his commission to offer his best advice with respect to changes we need to make.
McGuinty adds the government will not raise taxes. Defense Minister Peter McKay says he's not concerned by a NATO report that says the Taliban believe they will return to power after coalition forces leave Afghanistan in 2014. McKay says the Taliban is in disarray and its support continues to fall. He adds the more concerning aspect is the part of the report that links the insurgents to Pakistan's intelligence service.
That continues to be of concern. That is not a new reflection of Canada's opinion when it comes to any complicity that the Pakistan Intelligence Service would have with terrorist groups.
American Defense Secretary Leon Panetta announced yesterday that U.S. and other international forces expect to end their combat role in 2013. He says they will continue a training and advisory role with Afghan forces through 2014. Amnesty International Canada says China's hunger for natural resources gives Stephen Harper the clout he needs to publicly raise the issue of human rights with his communist hosts next week. The organization wants the Prime Minister to speak out about the deteriorating rights situation in China. That's 91X News to 303. Here's Keenan Weaver with sports.
In OHL action, the Belleville Bulls head to Kitchener tomorrow to take on the Rangers, then up to Owen Sound on Saturday to battle the attack. The Peterborough Stars will also head to Kingston tomorrow to face off against the Frontenacs. There are 10 games in the OHL lineup tomorrow. In Junior A, the Cobourg Cougars head to Kingston to face off against the Voyageurs tonight, who are sitting on 46 points in the season so far. The Hamilton Red Wings soar over to Brampton to head up the Capitals. Markham is at Newmarket, and Huntsville heads over to Stouffville. In the Empire B League, the only game tonight sees the Campbellford Rebels heading up to Picton to face off against the Pirates. Wait just a second. The NHL is investigating a scoreboard error that gave the LA Kings a dramatic 3-2 win over the Columbus Blue Jackets in last night's game. Drew Doughty scored the winning goal with less than 1 second to play in regulation, but video replay shows the clock froze for roughly a second prior to the goal, meaning time should have expired. Prince Edward Island will be the featured backdrop for more than 13 hours of broadcasting when CBC mounts its annual Hockey Day in Canada telecast on February 11th. Program producer Mike Dodson says the island was chosen to host the telecast because of the province's passion for the game.
It may be a small place, but they're very passionate about hockey, and if you look at over the years the number of NHLers that it has produced per capita, it's pretty incredible.
The network will use 13 live locations across the country and will broadcast NHL games featuring all seven Canadian teams. That's all for sports. Here's Renee Rogers with 91X Weather.
Today, mainly cloudy, clearing late this afternoon. The temperature steady near minus 1. Tonight, clear with a low of minus 10. Friday, sunny, increasing cloudiness early in the afternoon with 30% chance of flurries in the evening, the high of plus 2. Saturday, sunny, the low minus 8, the high of minus 2. Right now, it's minus 1 degree. I'm Renee Rogers with Keenan Weaver. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.